Good morning. My guest this morning is Corey Spencer from Give Kids a Smile. Good morning, Corey. Good
morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, the obvious question is, what is Give Kids a Smile, or GKAS, as it's here on the press release?
So Give Kids a Smile Day is a free dental program. It's done yearly. We've been doing it here in Sonoma County. This will actually be the 14th year that we've been doing it. This year, it's a little bit smaller than it has been in years past. A lot of different reasons for that. We were just talking about the wildfire affecting that a little bit. The people's insurance situation being a little tenuous has also affected that. So it's a little bit different, but most of our community clinics are participating. It's on Friday, February 2nd and 3rd for kids 0 to 18 years old, so they can get their cleanings done, an exam done. Some places do x-rays. They'll do fluoride treatment. So it's a pretty comprehensive, it's a pretty comprehensive exam.
So I see that there are 8 different locations.
Yes.
Has that been the case all along? Because this has been going since 2000. Five.
We fluctuated between, I'd say probably 5, and the most we had was 11 locations, but somewhere in there always,
We have lost people from this county because of the fire.
We have, We've seen that affect some of the numbers in our other programs as well, and I think that's kind of contributing to a little bit of the downturn in numbers this year. But, you know, I think regardless, people are still excited to volunteer and give assistance to the people that, that can participate, that are around. And so we're, you know, we're excited to still be around and still be able to provide the service.
I take it that the majority of people that you meet are kids that really couldn't get their teeth looked at easily.
Yeah, it's you know, it's funny. There's not as many kids that have just no insurance. You would think that it would just be this you know, this big amount of kids that just are, you know, I have no insurance, I can't do anything. And there's some that are like that, but most of them are kids who have insurance. They just can't get in anywhere because there's 6, 7, 8 month waiting lists, or or the parents maybe don't quite understand how to navigate, you know, the system and how to get in, which is understandable because it's hard for me and I work in the field. So, you know, I can understand if you're maybe new to this area, new to the country, you know, and you're trying to get your kid in somewhere and you're trying to go through this phone tree of, you know, tangled nonsense, you know, it's gonna, you're maybe a little bit deflated sometimes when you want to get in. So
you inevitably run into a bureaucracy.
Exactly. Yeah. The red tape is thick. Red tape is heavy.
I take it though that, that the people who have volunteered, the dentists who have volunteered, are perhaps people who've done it before and they know what to expect.
They do. Yeah. We've had a lot of longtime volunteers. Most of the community clinics, and the private dentists that we work with, they've been doing it multiple years and they're really great about, offering up their services and their office and their time for free.
Your press release says that more than 200 volunteers participate. So that's dentists, that's dental assistants,
hygienists, front office support. Photographers.
What a great thing. Do people have to substantiate the fact that they need to do it this way?
No, they don't need to provide proof of income. They don't need to provide anything like that. They do need to call up and make an appointment, but we don't run them through, you know, a gauntlet of checks and balances, you know, whether or not they need it. We just, you know, we're here and we take it on the faith that they need it, and we try to help them if we can.
What happens if a kid comes who really is badly in need of a substantial amount of dental work?
We've had that in the past. And so we have certain offices that that day are able to take that kid and maybe, put him in another chair and do that work for him that day. We have some other dentists that volunteer their time later on in the month or in the year to take a certain amount of kids and help them out. So basically anybody that comes through that has any type of restorations that they need, fillings, crowns, like that, then we'll find a way to get them in somewhere to get that done.
Well, Corey, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about Give Kids a Smile, and thanks for doing it. That's a great thing that you're spending your time on. So to make an appointment, that's what you're all waiting for, I'm sure. Here's the telephone number, 707-535-3302. And to donate or for more information, capsonoma.org/givekidsasmile. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.